This morning we're at the DuPont Pioneer One event, Field Day, near Gothenburg, Nebraska. We're going to visit with Brandon Wardeen, who is a researcher with Pioneer, corn researcher, evaluation zone lead. Brandon, you, of course, do research here in the Western Corn Belt. So let's talk about some of the things that you're dealing with as far as corn research is concerned in this part of the country. And let's talk about Goss's wilt, first of all, which I know is a big concern of a lot of growers out here.
Yeah, well, being based here in central Nebraska, Goss's wilt is probably one of the primary diseases we're concerned with, you know, significant yield loss associated with it. Here at Pioneer, we feel very good where we've been with this pathogen, where we're at, and where we're going to go in the future with it. We've got a long history of screening our inbreds and hybrids for Goss's wilt, so we feel like we've got our lineup very well characterized. And when we factor that into our advancement process, so the hybrids we actually market in central Nebraska, we feel comfortable with their Goss's scores.
So this is a disease that's not going to go away anytime soon, is that what you're saying?
No, it's been around for a long, long time, you know, and it's always been prevalent here, predominantly western northern Nebraska, and it's moved farther east over the course of the past few years, so it's not going away. At the current time, you know, there's really no proven chemical control of it. Crop rotation is an option, but your best bet is genetic resistance.
Brittle snap has also been an issue over the years in this part of the country. You get these pretty severe storms that come sweeping through. Of course, this year we didn't have a lot of storms to have to deal with.
No, and that's one of the problems with brittle snap from a researcher standpoint is, you know, to make genetic improvements on a trait, we need to be able to measure it. You know, and I compare 2011 to 2012. You know, if you look at the state of Nebraska in 2011, I would bet nearly every grower was affected by brittle snap. But here in 2012, with the drought, one of the benefits of the drought is we had no severe storms, so we really had very limited brittle snap. So, which is good, but from a researcher standpoint, we really need that brittle data. So here at Pioneer, we've developed a proprietary artificial brittle snap method to really induce brittle snap on a yearly basis, artificially, which really helps our screening process and helps us characterize and advance the right hybrids for the right acre.
So is that the wind machine that I got to see over in Johnston a few years ago?
Yes, it's a Boreas wind machine, and it was developed by Pioneer, and it's a very, very valuable tool. For me, it's extremely useful.
Aquamax is Pioneer's drought-tolerant corn, and in a year like this, I'm sure interest in that product is really going to spike. So research-wise, where are you at on that?
Well, we've grown the Aquamax pipeline, and right now we consider it a full pipeline. And, you know, part of my job is to really help evaluate those products and put them through the targeted drought testing network, which includes, you know, our managed stress environments as well as regular dry land environments or limited irrigation environments. And the goal there is really to expose these hybrids from an early stage of testing to multiple stress environments, whether that be early stress, flowering stress, grain field stress, season-long stress, you know, really seeing how these hybrids respond to, you know, differing yield levels.
You know, talking to some folks earlier, I mean, they indicated that those Aquamax hybrids hung on longer this year, although eventually when we didn't get any rain, it was tough on all the crops.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's an Aquamax hybrid. It's still a corn plant, and it takes some water to survive. But the goal there is it will hang on longer, and then if you happen to catch a rain, it will respond and rebound better, you know, than a non-Aquamax hybrid.